Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Emily Arnold McCulley will be reading from her new biography, Ida M. Tarbell, The Woman Who Challenged Big Business and Won, at the Chatham Bookstore on Sunday from 2 to 4. Born in 1857, Tarbell was one of America's first investigative journalists, a fascinating and complex person, quirky, opinionated, reserved, adventurous, independent, a woman proving herself in a man's world. Emily Arnold McCulley received the Caldecott Medal for Moret on the High Wire, the illustrator of more than 40 books for young readers. She has a lifelong interest in history and feminist issues, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Your voice is a little faint, I'm afraid.
Well, we will try to correct that, and
I think you're better now.
There you go. Good morning, and so what brought you to this project of wanting to look at the life of Ida Tarbell?
Well, she was once the most famous woman in America, and she's been largely forgotten. And I thought it was time to bring her back, not only for her own achievement, but for the parallels between her era and our own. She did the most important investigative reporting, arguably, in American history, exposing the ruthless and illicit ways that the Rockefeller Trust seized control of oil, which was, of course, the resource that would power the world. And she bravely took on the most secretive, wiliest robber baron and unmasked his operation with relentless reporting. I've heard about her since I was a child. I've always been a news junkie. There's a picture of me at age 7 with a newsstand at the end of our driveway, rather than a lemonade stand. I was selling old Life magazines. And my parents met at Knox College, which was a seedbed for the Muckrakers. It was where Sam McClure went to college, the founder of McClure's magazine, which published Ida Tarbell's History of Standard Oil in serial form to great acclaim. And Americans all over the country couldn't wait for the next installment of this 19-part serial.
When you took on this project, you always knew, and I should mention, I mean, this is a book that is for everyone, but it is also targeted for young adults, for a younger audience, and that was always a conscious decision. That is something you always wanted to do.
Well, I was used to, of course, writing for children, and I knew that I could interest a particular editor, as I hoped I could interest an editor in the project. But these days, I think I read just the other day that something like 79% of readers of young adult books are now adults. Of course, that's largely fiction, but this is a book that indeed I did not write it down to an audience, and I hope that adults will read it, and I hope that young people will read it too, because she's an inspiring figure in so many ways.
So let's say, just for younger adults, and for writing for children as you have and so successfully, how do you tell the story and have it resonate? Were there any challenges in that? Because it seems in reading the book that it's rather unnatural.
A natural for young people?
Yes.
Well, that's good. it's, of course, the issues are complex. They're going to be easily recognized by anyone who's paying attention to the news today. The times in which she lived and wrote were a time of huge change for America. And rapid industrialization, we became an imperial power. There were battles for justice. Women were on the ascendant. It was economic power and imperialism, of course, were the biggest things. There were no regulations. Their businesses were growing, and trusts were forming. There was a huge accumulation of wealth. Politicians were being bought very easily. There was no income tax. And I think that anyone paying attention to news will see that these things are once again a threat to democracy, as Tarbell saw and the Muckrakers saw, that the corrupting power of money was threatening American institutions. I think young people should be made aware of this as much as possible, and that was one of my aims. And I tried to make the situation as clear as possible. That meant leaving out a lot of detail, of course, but I didn't want to compromise it. Tarbell herself was an historian, and she felt very strongly that no problem could be addressed without first seeing how it had been addressed in the past. And history is pretty cyclical, and we can recognize that's happening now.
I want to go back to something that you mentioned early on, is that at one point she was the most famous woman in the country. And I think audiences, and certainly adult audiences, have been reading about her in David McCullough's,
Doris.
Thank you, Doris Kearns Goodwin's "The Bully Pulpit," and which is a fascinating story, and certainly in relationship to Taft and Teddy Roosevelt. So, looking through that lens for a moment, of why do you think that so few of us now, this amazing story, do not know about Ida Tarbell?
Well, it's part of it is changing attitudes toward big business, and already in her lifetime, well, even in the 20s, Americans who formerly had most respected the professions began respecting businessmen, and these days there's been a wholesale change in the attitude toward regulation. I think people are now beginning to see a need to restore it, but that's one thing. For Tarbell personally, who was a very complicated woman, and this was the biggest challenge of writing her biography for today's audiences, is that she was not a feminist. She, for a long time, opposed suffrage. Her contemporary and perhaps second most famous woman in America, Jane Addams, the founder of Hull House, used a memorable phrase. She said, "There is some limitation to Miss Tarbell's mind," meaning that she did not see suffrage as a civil rights issue at all. She felt that the threats to American institutions were such that women should stay at home and raise strong families, and that would restore American values. And obviously this makes her someone who can be easily forgotten.
What fascinated you about her in doing your research and in telling these stories, with beautiful pictures, by the way, really incredible source material that you have?
Yeah.
Which I assume was there a lot out there? I mean, none of this is easy, of course, but once you start digging, was there a lot out there?
Yeah, there's the Tarbell collection at her alma mater, Allegheny University, is quite vast. The Library of Congress has lots of images. There are collections of papers of McClure at the University of Indiana. There are repositories all over, and it was a matter of just of picking and choosing, getting permissions, all of that stuff. The thing that fascinated me most about her was that this was a period of tremendous transition for women, and she represented, in a way, the old. Regard for women, in that she felt that she had made a huge sacrifice of what she called a natural life by remaining unmarried, by not having a family, by having a career. She was a little patronizing toward women who didn't have careers, and she managed to insinuate herself into a man's world very ably, without ever offending anyone. She was absolutely charming, completely honest and uncompromising, but charming. And along came Sam McClure, who liked and respected women, and who founded this magazine that became so tremendously popular and influential. And he grew to love Tarbell. He picked her because she could write beautifully and clearly about technology, inventions, and people. And that's what he needed.
That connection of with McClure's, I mean, that's really key to this too, isn't it?
Yes.
That she had a forum, that there was a person who trusted her and wanted that voice to be heard.
Exactly. And of course the the whole the times were ready for this, and Teddy Roosevelt became president. And he was interested in reform as well, although finally the muckrakers went too far for him. But for a long time, the times were just ripe for what they were doing.
The book is fascinating. It is Ida M. Tarbell, The Woman Who Challenged Big Business and Won. It's a biography by Emily Arnold McCulley. Emily is going to be at the Chatham Bookstore on Sunday from 2 to 4 speaking about and signing the book. You can find out more information by going to chathambookstore.com, chathambookstore.com for more information. Emily, thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful time on Sunday, and a delight to have you join us this morning. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.